Hey, hockey fans, welcome back to another edition of This Week in Wisconsin Prep Hockey. I'm Mike Hammett, along with Bill Berg, Del Scanlon, and Trasher. Webb Jr. is on assignment for this week, and God only knows what he's going to come up with while he's on assignment. So that being said, let's go ahead and get things going here on this cold night as we record this. Let's head right to the Mayo Clinic Sports Medicine Games of the Week. The Mayo Clinic Sports Medicine provides cutting-edge personalized sports performance and injury prevention programs, training, and world-class experts with world-class experts, state-of-the-art facilities, and technology. And on that note, I will let Michael tell us about his game that he covered. Stevens Point, Spash Panthers took on Northland Pines. Michael?
All right. KB Willard Arena was the site of that game between the Northland Pines Eagles and the Spash Panthers. And that game was pretty much all Spash as they ended up with a 7-1 victory. They scored 3 in the first and 3 in the third to bookend a second period that saw a few penalties. Leading scorer in that game, actually there were two, Cole Caulfield had 2 goals and an assist. Zane Fisher had a goal and 2 assists for Spash. And pretty much all Panthers in that game. They outplayed, just outworked the Eagles, and the result was a 7-1. The game was pretty much over early in the third period. So Spash, I've seen them. This is the third game I've seen them play, and Caulfield is the real deal. And Phil Trebetuski in that, he stopped 13 out of 14. They outshot Pines 47-14. That's a big part of it right there, obviously, if you get outshot 3-1. And so that's what I saw, guys. That's pretty much, game got into runtime with a couple minutes left, and 7-1 win for Spash, continuing their solid season.
And Dell was supposed to cover the girls' game of the week for us, but that one got rained out, snowed out, whatever.
Rained out with snow.
It didn't happen.
Yeah, I mean, we were ready to make the two-hour drives from our respective home 20s, but we found out, I think it was early Friday morning or late Thursday afternoon, from the Green Bay coach that the game had been canceled. He said he wasn't too happy about it, but it was getting pretty slimy already. It must have been Friday morning. And, no sense in driving 4 hours in crappy weather like that just to play a hockey game. So,
and then then you have to turn around and drive back home, and it wasn't going to be any better then.
No. Or stay in a hotel and
it wasn't
bust
gonna be,
your budget.
It wasn't going to be any better the next morning.
No, that's for sure.
It was pretty lousy all around. So yeah, there weren't a whole lot of games played on Friday and Saturday anywhere in the state. I think we had on the boys, 3 out of 20 some games were actually played on Saturday. Not that many more on Friday. MJ, you back with us?
Yes, I am. Make sure that people let us know that if they have makeup dates for those games, let us know so we can update our schedule. And maybe we can catch up with that game of Bay Area and the ECA Stars. The Radisson Madison Players of the Week. Burglar is going to tell us about our boys' winner and our girls' winner. Bill?
Thanks, MJ. The Radisson of Madison is Madison's premier West Side hotel and the official state tournament headquarters of Wisconsin Prep Hockey. On the boys' side, we have Jordan Tomaszewski from Tomahawk. Last week, Jordan had 3 goals in Tomahawks 4-3 loss to Lakeland. Needed one more goal to get the tie there. But he had two goals in Tomahawks 3-2 overtime win against Rhinelanders. So for having taken part in, what, five out of his team's six goals scored in the week, Jordan Tomaszewski of Tomahawk is our boys' player of the week. On the girls' side, we go to Black River Falls, I believe, for Chloe Spores, a junior. She had four goals and two assists in a 15-0 win over Medford, and one goal, the only goal, in their 3-1, no, never mind, they won, 3-1 win over Point Rapids Marshfield. So Chloe Spores of Black River Falls is our girls' Radisson Madison Player of the Week.
All right, congratulations to both of them as they are winners of the Players of the Week. On the boys' side, Jordan Tomaszewski of Tomahawk and Chloe Spores was our girls' winner. Our top 10 is now ready to be blurted out. And Michael, I know he's been sitting there just chomping at the bit to steal Junior's thunder on this. So, Michael, go ahead.
Blurting me blurt? When would I blurt? Come on, you've never known me to blurt. But I'll try this time. Okay, I'll start on the girls' side. And hang on a second. Okay, here we go. On the girls' side, number one, who's been there for most of the year, Central Wisconsin Storm. Second is Bay Area. Between the Storm and Bay Area, they have the only two perfect records in the state. On the girls' side, 9-0 for the Storm, 6-0 for Bay Area. Third is Hudson. Fourth are the Eau Claire Altoona Stars. Fifth is Hayward Spooner. Sixth is Fondy. Seventh is University School. Eighth is the St. Croix Valley Fusion. Taking the ninth spot is Appleton United. And rounding out the top 10 is Rock County. Honorable mention, Northern Pines and the Sun Prairie Co-op, a.k.a. Cap City Cougars. On the boys' side, Hudson retains their top spot with a 6-0 record. Wausau West is second. Appleton United takes the 3 spot, followed by Spash. Nina Hortonville Menasha at number 5. Eau Claire Memorial in the number 6 spot. Waukesha at 7. Arrowhead in 8th. Antigua in 9th. And Fox City Stars makes it into the top 10 at number 10. Honorable mention for this week, Chippewa Falls, probably on the coattails of their victory over Eau Claire Memorial last week. Eau Claire North still keeping their season going strong. Homestead, New Richmond, and University School. And that rounds out our top 10.
Yeah, I'm going to have to get a hold of our power ranking guys. Mitch
Hawker.
Mitch, yeah, and
Jeff Rashawn.
That one, too. Get our rankings up there, because I want to see what the computers have to say about these, because I think the voters are still somewhat biased, leaning a little too heavy on the traditional powerhouse teams of Wausau West, Stevens Point, Eau Claire Memorial. Appleton United, well, I mean, they did win the state championship last year, so, you know, they're getting recognized, but I still think that there are some teams out there, some dark or teams that aren't traditional powers that are doing really well, and I'd like to see how the computers stack them up, because I think the coaches in their voting are a little bit off. That's just my opinion, but in my little world, that's all that counts.
Send your hate mail to burglar@wisconsinprephockey.net.
Upcoming Mayo Clinic Sports Madison Games of the Week. Del Scanlon, you want to let us know which ones they are?
I can let you know. Well, I know tomorrow we're gonna give Northland Pines a chance to redeem themselves after not really doing much against Spash in the game of the week.
No. All right, Dell's back.
Yeah, I don't know what happened on that. But as Berger was saying, Anago is going to be at Northland Pines. Okay, I don't know what's going on. Somebody else is going to have to do this. My headset's giving out on me, I think.
As I was saying, put yourself on mute, Del. As I was saying, Northland Pines gets a chance to redeem themselves hosting our game of the week tomorrow night, Tuesday night, if you're not listening to this tonight, which you probably aren't because this won't be up yet. Anago plays at Northland Pines tomorrow night up in the Dome. I'll be there for that. And the girls' side, a game on Thursday, the Lakeshore Lightning. We're playing at the Sun Prairie Co-op, the Cap City Cougars, as we like to call them, at 7 o'clock on Thursday. And I believe Dell will have his computer problems all fixed, and he will be at that game.
All right. Sounds like there's possibility for a redemption for Pines, and see a good game down in the southern part of the state in continuing the old south-southeast bias.
Doesn't really happen, does it?
No. But, you know, sometimes the doctor knows best.
Yeah, well, they're going to be playing that game at Sun Prairie's Ice Arena, and Larry Clemens, our good friend who's been known to help out stuff and does a lot of stuff for Team Wisconsin and all that. Haven't seen him a whole lot this winter, but I did see the other day on Facebook he had a birthday, so happy birthday to Larry Clemens a couple days late. But
yeah, I saw that picture of him. He looked like he was about 16 years old. I think that was an old picture.
Well, Larry's got his goalie stuff going on, and he's married and got two little boys and trying to raise those, so haven't had a chance to run into him much this winter, but he's still out there. Haven't ran into him yet.
Speaking about the Sun Prairie rink, I have one gripe about that. I was down there for the sectional final game last year between Middleton and Madison Edgewood, and there, other than shooting through the glass, there is really no place to take pictures from. I was standing on Edgewood's bench taking pictures of the game, so maybe we can get those guys down there, Chris Finkler or Larry Clemens or somebody, to maybe petition somebody to build a spot where they can shoot some photos from, or maybe get a better viewpoint of the game. A beautiful facility other than that. So that's my minor gripage.
I've taken pictures from there, but I get usually out on one of the pavilions and out in a corner and get shots. But, you know, my problem was, is, and we all run across it, is netting. And, you know, other than shooting through the glass, it's what you got to take pictures through, unless you stand on the bench. And I've been lucky enough to be able to take some pictures of games while being on the bench. So as long as you don't get in the way, Michael.
No, I know. Same thing at Marathon Park, and Bergler can attest to this, is about the only place that you can get a good picture from is the penalty box or the player's bench, and when I go up there, that's where I have to shoot from.
See, I worry about you when you get on the bench. I worry about you're going to try changing forward pairings and D pairings and stuff like that. Then a team that's number one kind of can't figure it out why they lost. Well, it's because Trasher was putting the lines together. Well,
I volunteered to open the door for them. They had the one door on the visitor's bench that is a bitch to open and close, and I volunteered, but they said they'd take care of it. So Waukesha Wings were up there playing against West, and we had a good old time BSing on the bench.
I know that if when I get up to Raqqa, Reedsburg Area Center, I go back to the Zamboni room and get me a ladder so I can go above the glass to take the pictures there.
That's Bergler's favorite method at Greenheck. We got a good game plan for there and a pretty good spot, and there's always a ladder handy and usually a guy to help us if we need it. So we, you know, for all the just crazy griping or complaining or nitpicking that we do. For the most part, there's a lot of really good, helpful people around the rinks to help us to try to cover the game as best we can, so we appreciate that, especially at this time of year when we should all be thankful. Oh, wait, that was Thanksgiving.
Yeah, you're past that.
Sorry.
We are past Thanksgiving.
I still have good time to be thankful.
Okay. Then so be it. We're thankful. Of course we are. Hey, guys, and our listeners out there, we have holiday tournaments coming up. And I know we don't have all the info on the tournaments. So have your coach or whoever send us info on your tournaments so we can post them here on the website. And we can get those up there and everybody knows where everybody's playing at.
That would be good.
Sound like a plan, fellas?
Yes.
Because, you know, people go to us to look for that stuff, and if we don't have it, we look dumb.
But we don't need any help in that area.
No. No. All right, our final thoughts section. Anybody got anything on their mind they want to get off?
Well, I would just like to say, and I'm sure all of you would agree with me on this, is wishing our listeners, fans, a happy holidays, Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, and to those who celebrate it, Happy Festivus.
Okay. I think Michael covered it right there.
There you go.
We look forward to the holiday tournament, so people, please, if you know of them, let us know, and we will be more than happy to get them up there. And never know, we may be showing up at a couple of those. So with that being said, gentlemen, I think we've hit the end of the road here.
I think we've worn out our welcome.
Good night, John Boy.
Yes. All right, guys.
Close her up, buddy.
All righty. Thanks for listening to our podcast. We'll try to do better next time. You've been listening to This Week in Wisconsin Prep Hockey.